back to the show. So glad you're with us tonight. My name is Stephanie.
And I'm Mark.
As we launch hour two of tonight's program, would love to get your calls at 855-453. And Free Talk Live, of course, you're listening to the live Sunday edition tonight, but we're live every single day of the week from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time.
Who does that?
Nobody, except us. And, you know, in the last hour, we had a caller, Sterling, who was talking about some transgender issues and sexual orientation issues, LGBTQ stuff. And I did just want to make sure I mentioned, I completely forgot to mention this, but Free Talk Live has a number of sort of maybe brother-sister shows, sort of like that.
Shows, like bunnies.
Friends of the show. Yeah, like bunnies, right. One of them is Flaming Freedom. And Flaming Freedom is an LGBT talk radio show with sort of a liberty focus. I was actually on Flaming Freedom last night. And you can find their show over at flamingfreedom.com if you're interested in some of the things that we talk about on Free Talk Live. You don't have to be gay or LGBT.
I know, I've been on Flaming Freedom, too.
Yeah, and Mark is straight, right?
Well, you know, straight as one can be, right?
Sure.
Forward, never straight.
Yeah, don't go forward, go straight, right? And also, I do have my own radio show called Pork Therapy. It's pork like a porcupine, porctherapy.com. And I want to encourage people to listen to that, too, because, you know, we also talk about lots of stuff. It's a show about personal freedom, but we talk about LGBT issues quite a bit because they're interesting to me. So Sterling might enjoy those, too, and anyone else who's listening who's kind of interested in those topics. So there we go. All right, Mark, where were we? We were talking about this hybrid vehicle story where the government lost hundreds of hybrid cars.
Yeah,
for 5 years.
I felt like we wrapped up that
okay.
story. It was you had some story, and it's slipping my mind there that we were going to go in with the second hour.
Yes, okay. Thank you for reminding me about that. This is disturbing, I almost don't want to talk about it, but it's important. It has to do with schools, you know, and we talked a little bit about schools in the last hour, about bullying, about suicidality among young people because they just don't see any way out of the life that they're sort of trapped in, waking up every day early, going to school, where they're maybe not treated very nicely by their peers or by their teachers.
They have little control over their own lives.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and there's not
and that
much...
wouldn't be great if you were an adult. Why would it be great if you were a child?
Yeah, I mean, if you think about some of the tactics that they use to, I don't know if torture is too strong of a word, but to make people very uncomfortable when they're in jails and prisons, you know, really taking away their autonomy over many aspects of their lives is one of those tactics, and also solitary confinement, isolating them from other people so they can't form those connections, really locking them down and giving them very few choices. So, and that's very similar to what happens at schools, drawing those parallels there. So here's the headline from shine.yahoo.com. Unfortunately, this kid has it even worse. Stuart Chaffetz secretly tapes his autistic son at school, discovers he's being bullied by teachers. And it's by Lila Alphonse, who is works for Yahoo. Recent article, too.
Yeah, I saw this video that the father did here of his autistic son being sent to school. And you know, I mean, he's outraged, and he has every right to be outraged.
Oh, yeah.
You can't believe it.
I'm outraged. When his 10-year-old son, Aiken, started getting into trouble at school, Stuart Chaffetz was stunned. The notes from Horace Mann Elementary School in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. Horace Mann. Why does that strike me? I think Horace Mann was involved in setting up the Prussian school system, where basically people are essentially shaped into becoming obedient people,
well,
you know, that are
a
set to work in factories.
Foundational in setting up the school system. Of course, schools are going to be named after him.
Yeah, but I've never really seen a school that's overtly named after him. You know, there was the other guy, what was his name? Francis Bellamy, who made the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yeah.
And he had these, like, visions for society.
Nobody knows who that guy is.
The socialist. Well, they'll know if we talk about him, right?
Right.
And I think exposing some of the history of these kind of things is interesting. So anyway, the notes from Horace Mann Elementary School in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, said that Aiken, who has autism, was having violent outbursts and hitting his teacher and his aide, behavior that the boy had never exhibited before. I could not understand why this was happening, Chaffetz, a 44-year-old animal rights activist in New Jersey, wrote on his website. Now, I wonder if that's his job. I don't know. Anyway, I had never witnessed Aiken hit anyone, nor could I dream of him lashing out as had been described to me. In October 2011, he met with Aiken's teachers and school therapists. A behaviorist was called in, but during several classroom visits, he didn't see Aiken become violent. He tried to create a scenario that would push Aiken so far that he would lash out, Chaffetz explained, and Aiken did not. If Aiken was pushed and didn't do anything, what was setting him off, his dad wondered. After 6 months of meetings, yielded no answers.
I can only imagine what it's like having, you know, a situation where, you know your kid, and you know how they're going to react.
Yeah.
Now, every time something goes wrong, somebody's always trotted out on the news and said, this isn't the kind of thing this person would do. And you're like, well, everybody's capable of whatever. But you know your kid better than anybody knows your kid, and you're answering the question for yourself. You're not telling anyone else. And it must have been really confusing for this father to know his autistic son's behavior,
yeah,
and then to be told that he's violent and, you know, doing things that he wouldn't expect him to have done.
Yeah, and I really wonder, if the school is sort of putting a little bit of pressure on him as the father to believe what they're saying. If he questions, the school's psychiatrist's opinion or whatever, then, maybe they call Child Protective Services because he's being neglectful or something.
But the psychiatrist, the person who was brought in, mm-hmm, couldn't find anything wrong with him. So imagine how frustrating this is.
Yeah.
The school's like, we don't know.
Yeah. So they basically tried to set up a scenario that would reproduce this behavior of the autistic kid hitting the teachers, as the school had told his father, but they couldn't do it. And if Aiken was pushed and didn't do anything, what was setting him off, his dad wondered. After 6 months of meetings yielded no answers, he decided that he needed to know what was happening in his son's class. Like Aiken, all the other kids in his class also have autism, and complications from this disorder prevent them from being able to communicate to their parents about what goes on in the classroom.
This is what certainly, people have this autism spectrum disorder.
And it is a spectrum. Not all of them can't talk or communicate.
Right. And
they have difficulty with social interactions.
Yeah. Some are better than others as far as communication, it's no doubt, but when they're in these classes, these are the special needs classes. These teach the amount spent per student is significantly higher, and to have this kind of bewilderment on the side of the state has got to be very frustrating for everybody.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we the taxpayers can be paying up to $250,000 a year to send these kids to special needs classes. In some cases, the average kid's probably getting $10,000 a year spent on them in public school.
Well, and it also creates a problem because there's an incentive to diagnose kids as having special needs when maybe they don't necessarily have that. And then sometimes they're told, this kid has ADD and ODD, right?
That's true. Not this class, though.
Yeah, this class is all autistic kids.
As soon as we go a little further and find out about what was going on, these teachers would have never tried this in a regular class.
Yeah. That just goes to show what they do to people who can't talk. And that's really scary.
Well, yeah, it is. It's really scary.
Yeah. So the morning of February 17th, I put a wire on my son and sent him to school, the father, Chaffetz, says, in a video he created to showcase the audio clips. And, he does play these clips in the video, and he's talking about what happened, and he's really, really angry and outraged.
This is 6 hours of audio. If you can imagine how thoroughly invested this guy must have been in what was going on here, to sit through 6 hours of audio, maybe 4.5, 5 hours of, I don't know. I don't know when it went on and when it went off, but, how much of this audio that he poured through, trying to find out what was being said and how his son was being treated.
He really cares about his son.
Sure.
And this is a really scientific way to do this.
Sending your kid wired to school, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong.
What do they have to hide, right? Isn't that what
Absolutely.
They always say?
Who's paying for it?
Yeah.
Whose kid is it?
So he made this this video. It's about 18 minutes long. If you want to watch it, it's over. You can find it on the internet. What I heard on that audio was so disgusting, vile, and just an absolute disrespect and bullying of my son that happened not by other children, but by his teacher and the aides, the people who are supposed to protect him. They were literally making my son's life a living hell. And this is what the father said. And we'll find out exactly some of the things that were on this audio recording in a moment. It's Free Talk Live. You can call us at 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. Do you have experiences with your children at government school, mistreatment, anything like that? We want to know. It's Free Talk Live.
At Quicken Loans, we close many of our home loans in 30 days or less. But if you work with someone other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with a lender that takes a lot longer. Here's an analogy. I ordered a pizza 4 hours ago that should have arrived in 30 minutes or less. Think of my cold, unappetizing pizza as a mortgage from a lender that doesn't care about closing loans quickly.
Here's your pizza, dude.
You should have been here a lot sooner.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
The choice is clear. A mortgage from a lender that takes forever to close your loan, or a piping hot mortgage from Quicken Loans that arrives fresh at your door in as quick as 30 days or less. One more way Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.99%. APR 4.22%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyDD.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. Free Talk Live is a show where you can call in about whatever is on your mind. 855-450-3733 is our number. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Mark.
And I want to let you know about news.freetalklive.com. It's the best way to keep up to date with all the things that are happening with Free Talk Live. You can get emailed updates, follow us on Twitter and Facebook and G+, and get all the news about Free Talk Live. Never miss a moment.
We have an account on G+?
Yes. I am following Free Talk Live on G+.
Huh.
I don't know if you can get to it via news.freetalklive.com, but I know it's out there, so I figured I'd throw it out.
We love all those folks that are hanging on tenaciously to G+. Are you looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear? ManVentureOutpost.com carries knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, and boating equipment. ManVentureOutpost.com is family-owned and members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. And you can get 5% off when you use coupon code FTL. I've got a couple of friends of mine who are very big, avid outdoors enthusiasts, and they say that the prices they've seen on ManVentureOutpost.com are the best they've seen on the Internet. And, you know, I believe it's true. That's what they claim at ManVentureOutpost.com. And they've got all name brands there, too. So you can get the best name brands, whether it's knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, or whatever it is, at ManVentureOutpost.com. Use coupon code FTL.
All right, Mark, thanks for that. And let's get right back into this story. We were discussing the dad, the very caring dad who made a recording, a wiretapping. I guess this is considered illegal wiretapping probably in some cases, right? Or in some places by the government's definition.
I'm sure it is.
He put a wire on his autistic son, who is 10 years old, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And this boy went to school, and the recording tells the truth about what happened, the objective truth. And here's what it found. This article from Yahoo.com says the recordings are raw and intense. Angry adults yell at kids, and these are all, this is a classroom full of only autistic children, by the way. Angry adults yell at kids to shut up, shut your mouth, and knock it off. Adults have inappropriate personal conversations in front of the children, discussing how drunk they were the night before, complaining about their husbands, and talking in detail about adult issues. More than once, an adult goads Aiken, the boy, to the point of tears and then laughs at him.
Mm.
Go ahead and scream, one adult hisses menacingly at Aiken, because guess what? You're going to get nothing until your mouth is shut. And later, one of them says, oh, Aiken, you are a bastard.
Yes.
This is shocking.
Yeah, it's, you know, and I heard the audio on this. You know, when I was, certainly, teachers came unglued now and then when I was in school and told the kids to shut up or shut their mouths or something like that.
Yeah, I had that happen.
Shut their mouth probably more often than
that. That wasn't too pleasant, you know?
Well, to some extent, what I saw was frustration. I mean,
yeah.
You know, it's got to be difficult to be in the classroom of 25 kids up there in front. The only thing you've got in order to keep them under control is, you know, the tone of your voice and the threat of sending them to the principal's office.
I don't think that's the only thing they have. What, you know, especially in school environments where they don't have to be, quote, in control, which means sitting perfectly quietly in their seats and not saying a word, not doing anything, you know. There are certain types of school, Montessori schools, unschooling environments, even
As a teacher in my school, they didn't have those options. They couldn't go say, okay, time to play with beeswax, kids. Let's make some cookies.
Well, but there weren't there some teachers who didn't resort to those tactics? Weren't there like a few teachers who didn't need to do that because they earned the kids' respect and they, you know, they were respected and liked?
I think that every teacher gets their day, right? Like that, you know, that they'll come unglued on their day. But what I saw sounded like a pattern that these teachers were in.
Yeah.
And you know, it's...
Well, if he takes a random sample.
I don't want the person to be listening to this saying, oh, well, you know, my teachers had told me to shut my mouth. What's the big deal? This wasn't that. You're going to have to need to see that video before you go on.
Well,
I mean, I understand a teacher getting in front of a class being, you know, kids that just won't sit down, shut up, or whatever, trying to get their attention. I get that. This wasn't that.
Yeah.
This was not a loud, disorderly classroom or anything like that. This was people that, you know, were lording their power over others.
Yeah, and taunting them. One of them teased him to the point of breaking and then said, you're not going to get anything until your mouth is shut, and called him a bastard. A 10-year-old boy!
Well,
I mean, come on.
I thought the worst part of it was basically saying, you're not going to see your daddy.
Chilling, yeah.
Remember, this is an autistic kid. His grasp on what the world is like is probably not the same as yours and mine. So, you know, the threat of you're not going to see my daddy to a 10-year-old boy may or... Really? I'm not going to see my dad. What?
Yeah.
I don't think that would work with the average 10-year-old child. But with this kid, he wanted to be reassured that he was going to see his daddy, you know, whenever time he was going to see him. And the teacher wasn't going to give him that level of reassurance.
And not just
that's
that,
a bully.
But was taunting him about it and calling him names,
yep.
You know, and talking about how drunk they were the night before and complaining about their husbands. Really? In front of the kids? I mean, they really, really must think that they have no accountability to anyone.
And the evidence is they don't. Because although the teacher's aide got fired, the teacher did not.
Oh, wow.
So there were, I believe, three people in this classroom, one of whom got fired.
Wow.
So
all of them were participating in this. All of them were at least complicit in what was going on.
They wouldn't even name these people to the father. I mean, that's how the lack of accountability that your public servants have to you.
Yeah.
I use all these things in quotation marks.
I would call this abuse. I mean, it's
I don't know how you call it anything else.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I bet there are some people though who would kind of sympathize with the teacher's aides. Maybe they've been in a similar place themselves and have felt that frustration of like, wow, I need to control these kids and how do I do that, you know? But, you know, Mark, getting back to that, I had a thought come up when you said that some of these teachers, every teacher has their day when they're telling the kids to shut up and yelling at them and stuff. Do you think that did you have teachers who use those tactics all the time, and do you think that they sort of lose effectiveness over time? Because I had a few teachers who did that, would constantly yell at us, and it was like the first time they yelled at us, people sat up ramrod straight and paid attention. The 50th time they yelled at us, nobody cared.
I don't recall that teacher, having the teacher that yelled in order all the time in order to get the attention.
Yep.
I do remember teachers that were, you know, they're very, very strict individuals, and that they weren't kidding. They weren't threatening. They were going to carry through on whatever they did, they were bellowing about, they were going to carry through. And because of that, they ruled through fear.
Yeah.
It was relatively effective, and there's been studies in workplaces that show that, you know, if you can't rule through, you know, if a boss can't rule through motivation and creating a workplace where people can be fulfilled and an environment where they can truly find themselves and be creative and all that stuff, then ruling through fear is the second most effective thing to do. It's sad.
Yeah, but how far behind? I mean, I've seen a lot of studies, actually recently just read one on my show that said it was basically saying that people who are afraid at work, afraid of their bosses or their colleagues, are less creative, less engaged, less motivated to work.
And more likely to quit. I mean, if you're any good, this is the thing, though.
Well, yeah, if you're good, why do you have to put up with it? Right?
It's this downward spiral. If you are, you know, if you're not being creative and you're not being challenged and you're not in a work environment where you can be your best, then you're not your best. So you can't move on to this other place. So this, and then the boss is more likely to be yelling and screaming and being mean, and it just everybody keeps on knocking down the ladder.
Your thoughts are welcome. Free Talk Live. Call us 855-450-FREE. There's more coming up.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days. And we're the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart Patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live is a show where you can call in about anything that's on your mind. It's Stephanie with you.
And Mark.
And our number is 855-453. Had a lot of interesting calls this evening, and we've got some more coming up. But I want to make sure you know about shop.freetalklive.com. It is a completely free and easy way to help out Free Talk Live just by doing your normal shopping on Amazon. You can enter through Free Talk Live's portal, and they'll get a little cut of whatever you buy. It doesn't affect your purchase price, just a little referral fee for Free Talk Live, and they really add up, and they help the show. So thanks so much for visiting shop.freetalklive.com. And, Mark, we do have a call on the line.
Let's
go to him. We've got Kelvin in Colorado. And, Kelvin, I think you wanted to talk about silver coins tonight. Are you with us?
Yes, I'm with you. And if I could make a quick diversion at the beginning of this, I heard the other night that there were kids out there drinking hand sanitizer for the alcohol. And
apparently, yeah. That's what the media says anyway, right?
Yeah, and I'd like to offer a little advice other than, you know, obviously don't drink.
Don't drink hand sanitizer? That's my advice.
Yeah.
It has stuff in it that wasn't intended for human consumption.
Indeed.
Instead, if you have to do this and you can't find, like, normal drinking stuff and you're going to do something like this anyway, when I wasn't of age yet, we used to get the vanilla extract, which contains quite a bit of alcohol, and if you use that, it doesn't taste great, but at least it's not like poisoned. So anyway, that's my two cent public service announcement for you guys.
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine it would taste very good to just drink a ton of straight vanilla extract. You know, it tastes great in cookies and stuff, but alone, I don't know.
I was at the grocery store.
You would mix it.
I see.
You know, with something.
Gotcha.
I was at the grocery store last night, and I had to pick up something Greek yogurt, and I had wanted to get some of the mouthwash, the dental type mouthwash,
yep.
a Scope or something. I'm not Scope, Crest or something like that. And I was going through the line. The guy in front of me, this was the time of evening. I'm get off work at 10 o'clock. And, you know, the guy was picking up some beer. This is a younger guy, and he got carded by the young lady that was running the counter there. And, you know, he seemed like a jovial kind of guy, and I just joked, hey, look, I'm going through with mouthwash. and you get carded. And you know, just sort of pointing out that you get carded for beer, I don't get carded for mouthwash. Now, I looked at this particular mouthwash. It didn't contain any alcohol after I made the joke. But I'm sure that there's some mouthwash in there that contains alcohol at that grocery store, unless they've changed it,
absolutely.
Entirely changed the formula. I don't know, but I just thought it was, everybody thought it was amusing, including the cashier.
Yeah.
You know, they're not going to card me.
It's so silly. You know, I remember so many times this has happened to me. I don't even drink alcohol. I'm just not interested in it. I don't really like it. But I go to the grocery store quite a bit with friends or whatever, and they often will pick up some kind of wine or beer or something like that. And as they're going through the line, they'll card me because I'm with them. And I don't want to have to show my ID. I don't like that idea, you know, as if they're buying their one bottle of wine and they're going to, you know, somehow give it to me and I'm underage or something like that. I mean, it just doesn't make sense. They're really following these one-size-fits-all policies, and I think they're doing it because they're afraid of getting stung. You know, they'll buy the government. The government actually sends operatives into grocery stores and liquor stores and stuff.
In order to trip people up, I can totally imagine why it's frustrating for somebody who doesn't feel like showing their ID to, you know, have to show your, I'm not buying any alcohol, I don't want any alcohol, I don't drink any alcohol.
And then the cashier knows my address, they know whatever, my driver's license number, and, you know, I'm not losing that much sleep over it, but...
You can have a didactic memory and be a stalker.
It's a little bit of a unpleasantness. Anyway, Calvin, continue.
Yeah, papers, please. Anyway, so I hear a lot of people making these silver rounds for use as a medium of exchange, and I'm kind of curious why they're doing that. I mean, I have a nice 1 ounce coin from Freedom Phoenix, and yep, the coins are attractive, and they have a real nice feel to them, and a heft, and interesting designs and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But for the real world, I think that the pre-1965 U.S. dimes and larger are much more practical, and there's no question about what their content is. So whereas if you get some privately minted or stamped out silver coin thing, you don't really know for sure if it's all genuine.
Mm-hmm.
I see advantages and disadvantages in this. First off, I am loath to try to kick the legs out of anybody's incipient silver operation. Not knowing all the answers, I always want to find out, well, let's see how other people react to this. I get it, though, but the chances of somebody, minting their own silver and making counterfeits seems really low to me. If you're going to counterfeit, you're going to counterfeit walking liberties. You're not going to counterfeit somebody's little stamped bar that they're using, tenth of an ounce bar that they're using in order to make some trades and that kind of thing. Secondly, if somebody wants to make jewelry with silver, it is easier to make jewelry with silver that is 0.999 as opposed to making jewelry with junk silver, burning it off, and getting rid of the copper out of there, or whatever it is that they made. I use the term junk silver. I shouldn't say it. Pre-1965 dimes.
Yeah,
I'm a fan of
10% some other metal.
Yes, I think it's copper.
Okay.
I shouldn't use the term junky silver. Coin silver. But I see the advantage of coin silver at the same time.
Well, it's more durable, too, because, I mean, if there's a 0.999 silver that's pure and it's being used often for exchanges, it's going to be circulating around physically
in
people's hands, pockets.
Off.
It's going to get worn down, and pretty soon it won't be a full ounce.
That's and usually these are tenth of an ounce. One of the reasons that dimes are so great.
Yeah,
is
that
because
could melt away.
Good. It just goes away like a little popsicle. But why? I like the mercury dimes specifically because they don't have the disadvantage that
they're easily recognized.
Pre-1965 Eisenhower dimes do.
Yeah.
Because you don't, oftentimes you won't be able to tell the difference quickly between a regular dime, a crap dime, and a pre-1965 Eisenhower. Whereas with the Mercuries, they're pretty obvious.
Yeah. By the way, I do want to mention, I think they are actually an advertiser on the Liberty Radio Network. Don'tTreadOnMeme.com is the place where you can look at silver dime trading cards.
Meme is spelled M-E-M-E.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
.com.
So, Kelvin, anything else on your mind?
Well, I wanted to mention I had some of those trading cards at the Liberty Forum, and they're really nice. And on the back, there's one of those QR codes that you can scan with your smartphone, and you can get either an Android or an iPhone app. And this app will go out and find out what the current spot price of silver is.
Sure will.
And then it'll tell you how much any of the different coins is worth in FRN. And there's a calculator in there, say, like if somebody gives you this many coins, how much change do you owe them in FRNs? And
yeah,
it's a really interesting little application.
I think
that
does help facilitate, you
sure
know, trades if you can easily know what the value, you know, knowledge is power, right?
So, Kelvin, what is, to
absolutely.
Your mind, what's the value of doing business in silver?
I actually don't know. I just know it's kind of a fad among the Liberty people. And here on the back of the coin here, it says, boycott an empire of theft, buy silver, trade with value, build a society of consent, and then no, don't tread on meme.com. So to me, it's like, who knows what going to happen in the future to the value of the Federal Reserve note,
yeah.
Whereas, you know, if it gets inflated, the silver is going to still, hold its value.
One thing that's clear to me is that the housing bubble was created by the Federal Reserve.
Which created a lot of money.
Yeah,
and
it created a lot of money. They made it easy for people to get loans that probably shouldn't have gotten loans. The government was involved in all kinds of different ways. And it's the government's fault with its collusion with the banks that caused the housing crisis.
Sure.
And a lot of people, it's not just their houses, but businesses, they built businesses, the businesses in the construction sector. People's lives were decimated by this boom and bust cycle that went on in this important area of American life.
Mm-hmm.
And people to do business with gold and silver don't experience booms and busts in the same way.
I'm all for alternatives and many different methods of trading. And Kelvin, thanks for the call tonight. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
Available now, 4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's R-A-J-A-M-O-J-O. Raja Mojo.
I am that dirty ass. Takes away everything you can get. Keep them on the hook with this affordable debt.
And they call it democracy.
Raja Mojo.
Everybody knows the game is rigged. The poor stay poor, the rich stay rich.
Four new songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at CDBaby.com.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. The doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer, localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated, grass-fed whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing, eliminate the craving for sweets or carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the normalization of blood sugar, the elimination of heavy metals and drugs, and they reported the elimination of pain and the alleviation of constipation after 3 months on One World Whey. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old and is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. To learn how to feel and look younger or to sculpt your body the way you want it to be, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Mark.
And you can call us this evening and bring up whatever's on your mind at 855-453. One of the reasons that people, I think, enjoy Free Talk Live is that it's so eclectic. You know, we cover lots of different ground on every show. Every show is totally different, and it's hopefully very entertaining for you all.
It's entertaining for the people that continue to listen.
Yeah, that's right. So I want to tell you about m.freetalklive.com. If you have a mobile phone and you want to access Free Talk Live's website there, go there. You'll get the streams and the podcast right, very handy, right at your fingertips. That's m.freetalklive.com.
Imagine it's the future, and you're an astronaut returning from a mission out in the far reaches of space. You enter Earth's orbit and notice something is terribly wrong. There are no signs of violence, the animals are fine, and yet not a single human can be found anywhere on the planet. Find out what happens next at Portal1986.com. Portal1986.com.
I need to go there because I want to find out. But maybe this caller will enlighten us. Zeus is on the line in Illinois, and I believe this is, if I'm correct, this is Zeus who voices the Liberty Radio Network one-liners. And Zeus wants to talk about Sterling. Zeus, are you with us?
Hi, Mark. Hi, Stephanie.
Hey, hi. Zeus.
This is Zeus.
So what, tell us about Portal real quick.
Oh, Portal, it was an Activision computer novel. It was sort of like a hybrid, one of the first, I guess the first e-book, technically, an interactive fiction, the Commodore and Amiga. And basically it's about an astronaut who returns home and discovers everyone else is gone. And so he has to work with a biological AI in order to figure out what happened and whether or not he's going to spend the rest of his days alone.
Oh, fascinating.
There you go.
To a third-person adventure game.
And you guys are trotting this out and, you know, hoping things will work out, right?
Right. We're trying to raise the funds to finish the game. We've got a bunch of different writers involved in the game. We've got concept artists, programmers, level designers. And so that's our deal, is we're trying to get the funding to put out this game, because recently a bunch of other game developers from the past have come forward and approached the community directly, and they've had amazing success.
And would you be involved in the project because you're doing voiceovers for it?
I will be doing voiceovers, but I'm also doing some of the writing and handling some of the creative aspects of the design.
And you've been doing voiceovers for a lot of different video games out there.
Oh, yeah. Most recent being Heroes of New Earth, which is an online game.
Excellent.
Good to know, Zeus. Yeah, so tell us what you wanted to discuss tonight.
The story of the autistic kid, Sterling, being abused by his teachers.
Oh, actually, just to clarify, the autistic kid is named Aiken, but Sterling was a caller who called in to talk about LGBT and transgender issues.
I see. Sorry about that.
No problem.
That story kind of hits a nerve because I'm a little bit closer in age to Mark than you, Stephanie.
Okay.
And so back in the day, they didn't have a name for ADD, and they didn't understand what was going on with kids.
Hyperactive is what they called them.
Exactly. And so
maybe that was better.
I happened to be one of those kids, and I had a teacher who didn't understand what was going on, and he too called me a bastard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's the problem. That they pretty much thought that I was an idiot, that something was wrong with me. Mm-hmm. And later on they found out I was gifted. That's what they called it later. If you're not an idiot, apparently you're gifted. So
one of those two. Great.
Wow. I hope you didn't listen to them, you know.
pretty much. That was probably the problem that they didn't like the most.
Yeah, yeah.
But let's see. Basically, I was able to tell, you know, my parents, and nothing was more satisfying than seeing my 5'3" mother dressing down this 6', you know, 50-year-old guy. But this is more common, I think, than most people imagine. It's been 30 years, but I've spoken with other people over the years, especially recently, and I think it's important that parents understand that there are teachers out there. They're not only abusive, but they're also lust for your children, and it's something that you need to keep an eye on.
Yeah, there have been a lot of cases in the news recently about teachers and students who get together, and clearly there's a power dynamic in that situation. You know, the teacher definitely has the power, and regardless of, I think there is also a sort of a gender double standard there too, because when a female teacher has sex with a male student, everybody says, oh, he's so lucky, I wish that had happened to me, right? When maybe that's not how the student feels about it. But when a male teacher gets together with a female student, everyone says, oh, he's a pervert, he abused her, it's automatically this horrible thing, he's corrupting our daughter's virginity, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you know, speaking as a male, I've... if I were to get into a relationship with one of my teachers, it would have been because of a decision I made. I don't know.
What if you were like 10 or 11, though?
10 or 11?
Yeah.
That's beyond...
Because I think that's happened, you know?
It may be 10 or 11, I mean, but you're not talking about the normal situation there. You're taking
I don't think any of those situations are normal. I mean, let's just get that clear.
Well, it's abnormal mostly because they prohibit it. But if you're talking about, I mean, college students and their teachers and that kind of thing.
Well, that's not professional, though. I mean, they're not supposed to do that either.
I agree, and I understand that they're not supposed to. But if it wasn't prohibited, it would happen far more often.
I don't know. I mean, it seems to me like there are some people who just don't understand that when there's a situation where there's a clear power dynamic, whether it's doctor, patient, therapist, client, student, teacher.
What about boss, coworker?
Boss, secretary, or coworker, something like that. I mean,
those people are making those decisions as far as I'm concerned. I got no problems with workplace relationships.
Well, sure, but do you think there is any difference, you know, no matter how slight, between two coworkers dating each other and a boss and a secretary? Where the secretary works for the boss.
I think that people will sometimes say things, but I think that when you're talking about adults, that adults need to be able to make their own decisions, and that if we get involved in their decisions, that you're messing with things. I mean, there's plenty of bosses and secretaries that have gotten married and lived long,
sure,
and productive lives.
Sure, there are.
This dynamic is strange. I worked at a magazine, a high-end magazine that was, that had certainly several gay people that worked there. And there was an instance where the gay guy comes in and he talks. His very attractive coworker I had, this female coworker I had, and he says, "Oh, nice pants." And I said, "If I said that, it'd be sexual harassment." And he said, "It is sexual harassment now that you said that." And I mean, the guy literally threatened me with sexual harassment because I made a joke about sexual harassment. And you know.
Wow.
It just goes to show the double standards. This guy genuinely liked this girl's pants. There's no doubt about it. But, I mean, you know, these... the more you get involved in these things and try to prohibit and prescribe how people are going to interact, I think the less genuine of a relationship of relationships that people are going to have.
Zeus, do you have any thoughts about this?
I've seen both sides of that, but the only other thing that I wanted to add is, in order to protect your children, keep an eye on them, try to find out what's going on with them, and don't let them pump them full of drugs.
Yeah.
Thank you, Zeus. Yeah, I really appreciate that. I'm glad you made it out of the government school. Thanks for the
call. Most of us do.
Yeah. You know, I think that a lot of the reason that, you know, I hate to say this, but I think of myself as, you know, intelligent, right?
And I think of you as the same way.
Thank you. Yeah, and in I went to government school, and I think the only reason I got out without being diagnosed with any of these ADD, ODD, or whatever, because I was so bored in school.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh, I was so bored. I hated it, and I was very unhappy. But
often
I think
this can happen because, you know, no matter what, it's one size fits all.
Yeah.
Even if it's in the honors class, it's still one size fits all because, you know, the kid, maybe I'm just on the peripheral of the honors cusp. So, you know, I mean, there's not... the education isn't prescribed for the individual. I remember trigonometry and analytic geometry. Mm-hmm. I didn't like to work very hard in school. And this would happen to me now and then in math classes. Once they pass you by, there's no catching up. You can't catch up at the midterm or something like that and begin to understand. At least it was very difficult. Sometimes I would manage to pull it off for a couple of weeks. I'd catch up to where the rest of the class was, and then I'd stop doing homework again, and
yeah.
I'm way behind. And, you know, I mean, they don't mind. Who cares if you don't catch up? Well, we're just going along at the pace we go along at. Mm-hmm. You're not learning, so what?
Yeah.
You can find the answers from somebody else, you turn them in, so what? What difference does it make? It's not like you use trigonometry and analytic geometry anymore. I would have cheated every single day, it wouldn't have mattered. Wouldn't have mattered at all.
It is geared toward the middle, and to some extent they have to do that.
Sure.
And it leaves out the kids.
It's
sort
the
of
nature of all these classes. I went to private and public school. It's the nature of all of them.
Hour 3 is coming up on Free Talk Live. Would love to hear from you at 855-450-FREE. Your government school experiences or anything else that's on your mind. Stay tuned. It's Free Talk Live.
The Seasteading Institute. They want to create freedom on the open seas. Did you know they're having a conference? You could meet fellow forward thinkers and discover where you fit into the up-and-coming for-profit seasteading sector. It's May 31st to June 2nd at Le Meridian Hotel in San Francisco. Discounted registration prior to May the 1st. Special rates for students and the press. Get 10% off with promo code FTL. Get registered before May the 1st at seasteading.freetalklive.com. Seasteading.freetalklive.com.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're in Australia and trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.